This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I am so glad that you're with me today. I've been enjoying these programs so much. We're talking about getting rid of worry, and this series is called Worry Goodbye. It's possible. It's possible that we can get our minds renewed to the Word of God so much that we understand that we're not a slave to worry and that we're not a victim to worry, but we're a victor over worry. Is that not good news? And so today I want to talk to you about what could be the harm in just keeping a little worry, and you're going to see what God says in His Word about how important it is that we keep grabbing a hold of the victory, grabbing a hold of a mind that's peaceful. Oh, friend, that's powerful. The world is searching all over the place for peace. And for you and I as born-again believers, it has been purchased by us, for us, by the blood of Jesus. And that peace is in our born-again spirit. Oh, I'm excited to get started. But I want to offer you my 5-part video series. And I want you to get it. Maybe there's somebody you need to get this for that won't read anything, but they might watch something and it'll help them. Or the companion study guide, if you want to get this deeper down on the inside of you. And I have to offer you my book, Jesus is Your Healer, because a lot of people are worried about their bodies and about sickness. And I want to offer this to you because you're going to see that Jesus paid not only the price for our sins, our redemption, for us to go to heaven forever, but He paid every bit as much for any sickness or disease that would come against our body. So I want you to have it. Now I want you to stay with me because I'm coming right back and we're going to talk about the fact about how we can have victory over every little part of worry.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
This lesson is called What Could Be the Harm in Just Having Just a Little Bit of Worry? So I want to answer that today. When we first started doing this series, we learned that worry is keeping things out of God's hands and keeping them in our hands, saying, oh, I'm not going to worry God about that. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to worry about that myself. And then we keep it in our hands. But we found out in Isaiah chapter 41, that He wants to hold us and support us and help us with His righteous right hand. So if we're holding on to any kind of worry, He's offering His hand stretched out to us, saying, oh, my child, I don't want you to carry that worry. I want to carry it for you. Please give it to me right now. And then we learned, secondly, that what Jesus says about worry, and Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 compares how fruitless worry is, that if I just sat here for hours and hours and hours and hours, and I just wished that I could be this much taller, and I went to bed thinking about, oh, I wish I could just be this much taller. Or I wrote out a strategy. Oh, this is how I can be this much taller. Or I talked to my friends about how I could be that much taller. That's how fruitless Jesus was showing us in that chapter, how fruitless worry is. It's like wishing you could be this much taller. It's which is impossible, you know that. And thirdly, we learn that worry can be habitual. That's a really good one. I want you to go back to the archives and watch that, because a worry can say, I've been here a long time. I have a right to be here. I have my own a residence here in your heart and in your mind. I have my carpet. I have my lamp. I have my furniture in here. And don't you touch that part of your soul. I've got that. That's what the flesh says. But our spirit says, oh, I long for God. I long to trust Him. I long to know Him more. I long to give Him my care. And the Spirit of God is greater than he that's in this world. And if we give that opportunity space to our spirit, we can pull down those strongholds. Because if it's a habit, it's a stronghold. We can pull down those strongholds with the mighty power of God that's on the inside of us. And then today, we're going to talk about what is the harm if I just keep just a little bit of my worry. Can you imagine? Jesus doesn't want us to have a little bit of worry. He wants us to be completely free. He wants us to have the peace of God, which passes all understanding. I want to give you a couple examples of people who held on to their worry. One woman, she told me herself, she worried so much about her financial situation. I mean, she worried and worried and worried. Now, it worked out. It absolutely worked out. But she developed cancer in her body. Now, she's gotten all the treatments and everything. She's 100% cancer-free right now. But she told me, she said, I know that I opened the door to that cancer with my worry. I knew another woman who worried so much about her child, worried and worried and worried, it caused her to have a heart attack. That's not God's will. Friend, we can't hang on to a little bit of worry, because a little bit is going to want to take over and become more. So I want you to go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 with me. And I'm going to show you the dangers of worry. So we talked about being drunk with worry, and that the drunk, it says in Proverbs, it says the drunk wakes up in the morning and says, where is my next drink? And that's so much like habitual worrying. It's you can just get drunk. It just can take over you, that worry. And it's not God's will that it take over us, but that we take over it. And the Bible says, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says that we are to be sober, to be vigilant. That means to be alert, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So the Bible's saying to us to stay awake, to stay alert, because the adversary is walking about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You see, he's seeking whom. He can't devour everybody, but he's seeking the one who's overcome with worry, the one who's drunk on worry, the one who is not sober, the one who is not vigilant or alert. The devil, just let me tell you what his name means. His name means slanderer. So at the beginning, the devil is going to slander. He's going to tell you that you're not this or you are this, or he's going to slander somebody else's in your mind. Or he's just going to lie. He's just going to slander, and he's just going to put you down. He's never going to lift you up. Never. Never. His lies never lift you up. They put you down because his name means slanderer. And then also the Bible compares him to a lion. Well, the lion is the most ferocious animal. And picture the continual roaring of Satan as a lion walking about seeking his prey. And when it says that he is seeking whom he may devour, this is a pretty violent word. And it means he wants to swallow up, to eat it up, to devour. The word literally means to drink down. It can be an animal swallowing its prey. And that's exactly what the enemy wants to do. We've looked at John 10:10 before, and you know that Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. But it says that the devil, the thief, comes to only to steal, only to kill, and only to destroy. And friend, when we worry, or we say, I'm just going to worry about this a little bit, we're opening the door to that devourer. To the slanderer. You know, many times, and it's sorry to say this, but people start believing the lies so much. They believe their worries, they believe their complaints, they believe the case that they have up in their mind, and it's in their body, and they have emotions surrounded about it, that they become deceived. And they believe it. You might have somebody in your life right now that's not acting in the right way. And you say, how could that person who walks so close with God, how can they be this person now? I don't understand. Well, I believe it's a process. I believe it's a process that happens slowly, but that we open the door. We open the door to the slanderer. Now, he may be slandering you, or he could slander somebody you know. So let's say he's slandering somebody you know, accusing them day and night, over and over again in your mind. And you believe it. And you start to worry about it. And you start to care about it. And now you believe you have a right to all that. And now it's in your emotions. You have emotions about it. And you listen to it, and it's habitual, and it speaks to you so much that you begin to absolutely believe it, and you start acting on that, and you become the deceived one. Why would I talk about that so much? Because the devil, he wants to deceive. It says he's seeking whom he may devour. So he's looking for that one that's believing wrong. He's looking for that one that's listening to his lies and has opened the door. That's how dangerous that worry is, because it opens the door to the devil. So what do we want to do? And I'm sure many of you doing this already. You're shutting the door to the devil. You're shutting the door to him because the Bible says you have authority. And when it says resist the devil, It is, and that's in the next verse, it is a disciplinary action. Okay, if you discipline your child, you're the one in authority, not the child. So you're the disciplinary one, not the devil, not his lies, not for him to run you around, but for you to come into a disciplinary action and resist him. Resist him. And he will flee from you. I think, friend, that's amazing, because that verse confirms who it is that has the power. It's not the devil. It's you. You're the one with the power. You're the one with the say-so. You're the one with the authority who can say, I discipline you right now, devil. You get out of my thoughts. You get out of my emotions. I take authority over you. You have no right to me. That's shutting the door on the devil. And that's shutting the door on his accusations. Now, how can we turn to Jesus in this? What is Jesus' attitude to us when we're having this battle? Oh, he's so tenderhearted towards us. He so cares about every care that we're carrying. And I want you to look at Matthew, and it's chapter 11. And it's verse 28. And these are the words of Jesus. And it says, come to me, and all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, I love this scripture. There's so much here. Here we have the invitation of Jesus. We already know from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, that he says, cast your care on me, for I care for you. And now here he's saying, come to me, come to me. All you who labor and are heavy laden. And what will he do? He'll give you rest. It's like it's the great exchange. It's like we're heavy laden, we're burdened, and we're carrying all that burden. And Jesus is standing there and he says, come to me. Come to me, come to me, and I will give you rest. So we come to him with our heavy burden and labor, and we give him that, and he gives us his rest. Is that not powerful? Oh, it's so powerful, and honestly, it's simple. This isn't a complicated teaching of the Bible. This is simple. And Jesus said, as he goes on, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You know, I love that, because Jesus isn't saying, okay, come to me, and I have my checklist. Oh, no, 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 she's not doing that. Oh, no, he's not doing, he did that. Oh, he did that. No, he says, I'm gentle. I'm lowly in heart. I'm approachable. Have you ever known somebody who's approachable? And every time you come to them, you think, you know, I really like that person. It's like, I don't want anything from me, but I have an audience with them. Well, if you and I came to Jesus, if he just somehow appeared in your living room right now, wherever you are watching this, you wouldn't find him austere. You wouldn't find him prideful. You would find him powerful, yes, but gentle and lowly in heart. And when we would come to him like that, oh, friend, you immediately find rest. Just meditating on who he really is, you just find rest. You know, I love it in Revelation when John is in the Isle of Patmos he sees Jesus the Bible says he falls down like dead. And Jesus, you can go there and read it in Revelation. It says he just touched him and he said, "Don't be afraid." That's how he is right now. Whatever situation that you're dealing with, he just wants to touch you and say, "Don't worry about that. I've got that. Come to me and I'll give you the rest that you're seeking." Oh, isn't this fabulous? And then the next thing he says is, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Have you ever heard someone say, "Oh, I've got so many heavy burdens"? Well, we shouldn't have those heavy burdens, because he said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So if we're carrying a heavy burden, then we're carrying it by ourselves. But if we're giving it to him, that burden becomes light. That's the will of God for us. Well, friend, I've enjoyed so much sharing this amazing word of God with you and how we have authority over worry and how God wants us to be completely delivered and have peace dominating and ruling in our hearts. Well, stay with me and I'm going to be right back and we are going to pray together.
Have you ever worried about something? Are you worried about it right now? Did you know you can fight the temptation to give in to worry-filled thoughts? Today's world thrives on worry and promotes fear, complaining, and scandals. But the good news is, Jesus hasn't called you to live that way. He tells you not to worry, and Jesus never tells you to do something without giving you the power to do it. In her new series, Worry Goodbye, Denise Renner explains, what is worry? What Jesus says about worry, what we can do to change our habits of worry, the danger of keeping even a little bit of worry. This encouraging 5-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner. In this life-changing book, Denise explains that God sent his Son to bear the punishment for every sickness and disease, so that you could live strong and disease-free all the days of your life. The simple yet profound truths found in Jesus is Your Healer will equip you to believe for and walk in the divine health that is already yours in Christ. You can order Jesus is Your Healer today for just $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the series, Worry Goodbye, and the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner today. Call the number on your screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Friend, I love that where we see that Jesus doesn't want us to just have a little bit of worry and just open a little door to the devil. He wants us to have complete freedom and that our heart is dominated and controlled and empowered by peace. And as we finished our program, we talked about how he wants to give you and I rest for our souls. That's the will of God. And I want to offer to you again, because I really believe it's going to help you, friend, the 5-part video series to watch this, share it with somebody, and get in deeper to getting off that worry out of your heart, out of your mind, out of your emotions, and out of your body, because He paid the price for us to have that. And then also the Companion Study Guide. It is, I want you to have it, and I want you to have my book. Because probably somebody right now, you're worried. You're worried. You're worried because of a diagnosis that the doctor gave you. You're worried that you're not going to make it. You're worried about your children. You're worried about your job. You're worried about your husband. You're worried about your wife. You're worried because of that diagnosis. And oh, friend, I just want you to have this book. I want you to have this revelation that Jesus not only saved you with His mighty blood, with His powerful sacrifice for us, but that in every drop of that blood was your healing. I want you to have this book. Well, thank you for being with me today, and I'll see you on the next program.
Hey friends, my wife and I are coming to the United States to hold some wonderful meetings. We are coming to Florida on Sunday, Monday, January 11th and 12th to Naples. We're going to be at the Faith Church with pastors Andre and Jenny Robert. On Friday, January 16th, we're coming to Brandenden, Florida to the Happy Gospel Church to a Friends in Ministry with Roberts Lairdon meeting. Then on Sunday, January the 18th, we're coming to Newark, Texas to Eagle Mountain International Church to be with Pastors George and Terry Pearsons and the whole church. On January 25th, we're coming to Green Mountain Falls, Colorado to Legacy Church to be with Pastors Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons. On Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January 30th, 31st, and February 1st, we're coming to Mesa, Arizona to Vita Church to be with Pastors Ben and Kara Diaz. On Sunday, February the 8th, we're coming to Southfield, Michigan to be at Word of Faith with Bishop Keith and Pastor Deborah Butler. On Sunday, February 15th, we're coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma to be at Millennial Church with Pastors Paul and Karen Brady. And on Saturday and Sunday, February 21st and 22nd, we're coming to Midland, North Carolina to Encounter Church to be with Bishop Allen and Tara Didio. We're waiting to see you there.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.